Blessed is he, when he cometh, findeth them so doing. It really is shocking, beyond anything I could ever comprehend, how the scriptures are so vividly preached among us. And yet when I quote one, you act like you never heard them. Yeah. Blessed is he, who when he cometh, findeth them so doing. Doing what? See, now we're going to get that one's opinion. That one's opinion. Now we got the looks. I opened my Bible this morning because I'm going to read from it. And as I opened it up, I had a letter drop out to me. You folk really aren't going to make any effort, are you? You're really not going to strive to enter in, are you? My Lord. You want to sit down? Lord Jesus. I told you a long time ago, many will seek, they won't get in. You're going to have to strive. If you don't know what the word strive means, then you better go find out.
Hallelujah.
It means make a strenuous effort.
Amen.
Look, you have to strive to listen this morning. Now, I just gave you a word.
Amen.
And look at it. It's a shame, isn't it? Now, I got a letter here. I keep it in my Bible. June 5th, 2010. To my dear husband, in Jesus' name, I ask you to again to forgive me for all I have done.
Hallelujah.
Almost sounded like your prayer, huh?
Amen.
You ever realize how much you've done against instead of for? And that's it. If I call out one of your names, I look at you, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go, who, me? As I came across the road, I went by and said, thank God he honored me on that one. Now let him get any vibrations downtown. Remember, he's no more allowed back on this land, brothers. He's gone. Who are you talking about? Maybe you.
Amen. Oh, yes,
see, you folks still won't get it through your head that many will seek. Say, look at me. You're not referring to me, are you, Brother Stair?
Yes. Yes,
you in here without the wedding garment on? Without the righteousness of Christ? You're hearing your own righteousness?
Oh, God.
That's not the righteousness of Christ.
Amen.
You're doing right in your own eyes? That's not right in his eyes.
No.
Oh, you want to fight, huh? Some of you folk love to fight. You better stop it, or you're going to find yourself fighting against God. There's only one fight you ought to fight.
Amen.
Don't know how to do it, do you?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you got somebody who showed you.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Well, now you should say that. Oh, well, you won't.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You won't do it.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You want me to try that one again? None like them.
Amen.
And since there's none like me, you're trying to figure me out. And who do you compare me with?
That's right.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
And no matter what I do, I'm right here. I've been talking very cautiously this morning, and you're still you're so locked in your iniquity that you're just not going to do anything to show. Okay, I'm looking right at you, and you're looking back at me and say, what do you want to do? I want you to respond.
Amen.
See, but, and respond in the spirit. Your flesh don't mean nothing.
That's right.
You got to get the spirit of worship. God, the spirit, he's in this place.
Yes.
And you need to quicken.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Truly. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, Sister Lisa, you've been here a few days now, and you're still looking confused.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know what you thought she would answer me right now?
Hallelujah.
She would say, no, I'm not. But I just said.
Hallelujah.
You people are not striving this morning.
Glory.
You're at ease in Zion.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a shame that they put on the broadcast
Hallelujah.
10 minutes at a time, and all you can hear is Sister Burgess.
My Lord. Hallelujah.
It would be a terrible shame to have a whole house at the same time.
Yes.
Wouldn't it? Sister Burgess is a worship leader. I just hope she can hang in here. She's going through a lot of... There's not too much encouragement from her family, from her brothers, from her children. Don't you think we can give her a little encouragement? See, only after you're prompt and pushed.
Yes,
what about being spontaneous?
Yes, Lord. Yes, glory.
You folks don't even know how to make love, do you?
Glory.
Do you?
No.
Do you?
No.
You know how to make love to God, do you?
No. Glory.
Kiss the Son.
Amen.
Hold him tight. In Jesus' name, I ask you again to forgive me for all I have done. I had two men call me last night. See, you people just don't believe me. You sit there in your little old who God knows what iniquity, so full of it. You want to play that again this morning, huh? Oh, God forbid that you act grace foolish and
bless you, Lord Jesus.
Crucify your flesh.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Because it's just love to sit sit down in God. Yeah. See, I'm telling you what you're doing and just love it.
My Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Just love it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And my people.
Love to have it so.
See? Look, you were my best brothers. I still got... What do you think God's keeping you away from this love for women? You're a eunuch for Christ's sake.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.
You hear that, boy?
Glory!
You can make love to Jesus anytime.
Glory!
Yeah, you can talk to him all the time.
Jesus.
What a friend you have in Jesus. All your sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what a privilege to carry. Here we go again. We're so locked in. You get mad when I tell you. See, I listen with you at prayer time. And then I hear this.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, that's her. That's the way she learned to worship.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Bless you, Jesus.
We got a form.
Hallelujah.
We got a form.
Hallelujah. Glory. Bless your name, Lord.
Rebuke them sharply.
Yes, Lord.
So that may the sound. You mean there's an uncertain sound in your faith?
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Rebuke them sharply. So that may the
sound.
How important is faith? The just, that's you. If you're going to live, it's going to be by faith. Hey, dry bones, live. Come on, get out of character. Isn't that something? I don't want to spend too much time with this letter because it's just sad, though. I've been influenced by the enemy of my soul and have not done very well in getting him to flee. See, when God gave me Teresa, he gave me charge for her soul. Not her, my soul. You're not have to get an account for my soul. I got somebody who's over me. And he's up there right now telling me the cows are settled. Long ago. Oh, the old account. And you folks, you want to bring up my old account? And we'll laugh at you. Well, we're not doing that. Come on, people. Amen. When you stop this nonsense, you're going to deceive the prophet. I've been deceived too much, and I won't be deceived anymore. Amen. And the reason I got deceived is because I was deceiving myself. Amen. I let people stand up here. Sister Rose heard the man's call last night. Or saw his email, was it? Now, come on, you. Just the fellow that... Who you talking about? Who you talking about that guy? Yeah, get the hell out of here. Why, there'd be no way that you decide next week you don't want to live like this. Put you to the grind. Put the cross on your back.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
God bless you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Oh, God. Bless you, Lord.
She still wrote that. I believe God will grant me the meek and quiet spirit that I do desire. Huh. What a letter of repent, huh? Hey, boy. I went and gave him some more money last night. Got a receipt. They're all going to play games, huh? When I tell you you're going to go, you're going. You don't straighten up, you're going. Oh, no, yeah. You can't make me go, oh, well, okay. Some of you folk are falling so far off, it won't take much. Won't take much. Just another little push, another little trial, and it's going to come from your own household.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, they love the truth now. Huh? Okay, look. Never mind. Let them go. All I can say, folks, if you see God moving people away, and they do it by going away from the prophet, or talking back to me, or talking up to me, go ahead, do it again, fool. So slow. Oh, you believe. See, and I told you, you're not going to do it right now. Unless you make this a continuing, daily, hourly watching,
amen.
You're going to fall. You're going to fail. I can't even get you to receive that, can I?
Amen.
If you were listening this morning, you heard me put on Brother Brennan's message again.
Amen.
Now, what did it say? It's talking about the pattern. They have Moses and the prophets. You have the prophet. Boy, it takes faith to say that.
Hallelujah.
You are sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Wow. It sure takes faith to believe that. And many of you are not being led in the path of righteousness. You're being led by your own righteousness. doing that which is right. And no fear. You just look at me and I look back at you. And he looked up and saw the rich man casting their gifts. You know, you're rich.
Amen.
You brought your gift today. You, right? Hey, I'm a gift to you, God. What about bringing the sacrifice of praise? Wait a minute, wait a minute. Sacrifice.
Yes, hallelujah.
What about bringing the sacrifice? Do you know what a sacrifice is?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Present your bodies a
sacrifice.
Yes, God. Do you know what a sacrifice is?
Hallelujah.
Cain.
Hallelujah.
He brought a sacrifice.
Amen.
Unacceptable.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Oh, yes, Lord.
And God, he didn't treat him mean.
No.
He just wouldn't pay any respect to his sacrifice.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I worked so hard out in that field. And look at all the nice maters I had grown. And he wouldn't pay me no.
Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So y'all want to try that now?
Oh, bless you.
Hey, my name is Stare.
Glory.
You want to stare me down?
Glory.
And the story is so beautiful because God did take notice to Cain. He didn't have no respect for his sacrifice, but he did have respect for Cain.
Amen.
How? Can when Cain start to walk away with his head down? He said, hey, Cain.
Glory.
Oh, yeah? What is it? Why is your countenance fallen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Why do you folk look at somebody and say, my God, man, I hardly ever, anybody, break that thing down so simple. Hey, see, you're either a Cain or an Abel this morning. I think those two spies said, we're well able. You're either a Cain or an Abel this morning. Well, you got a good teacher because he's able. He is able to deliver you from you. He is able, though thy sin oppressed, come on to God and rest. And my God is able. Outside the outer boat. I tried to tell you about how men are going into the heavens. They're playing them, making all kind of Mars and Jupiter. See, that's the second heaven.
Amen.
What's wrong with you people? Paul said, I knew a man. He was caught up into the third heaven. Anybody know who that man is? No, it's Jesus. It was Jesus caught up. Come on. Come on. Said, I knew that man who was caught up. He said, that's how I got caught up. Now I know now why God gave me the scripture. Because I'm sitting there and I'm trying to figure out, what do I say again this morning?
Glory to God.
And I knew just exactly what I was going to face. You. You're so hard.
Hallelujah.
You people are so hard.
Hallelujah.
Hard-hearted.
Glory.
You know why? Because the day you heard the voice. And how many days has that been?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, I've been listening to you for 20 years. Wow. So you heard the voice that long? Look how hard you are to respond to. You see, the trouble with us is that we are void of understanding. And the word says, be not unwise, but understand. Some of you folk still don't know what understand means. How is it Jesus said, you do not hear my words or understand what I'm doing? You don't understand what I'm doing. Can I tell you what I'm doing? I'm saving myself from this on toward generation. I wonder when that would be cleared. See? And what was that? The beginning of the last days.
Amen.
So God declared in the beginning, you have to save yourself from... Now, he declared the end in... Look, you folk don't understand what I'm saying. Isn't that sad? This is the last generation. This is the last time men's going to rebel against God. He's going to bring it all to an end. So you better save your... It's everywhere. There's no truth in anything. I said, I look at the news a whole lot. And I say to myself, we hear these politicians, we hear these preachers, but we don't hear. Have ears and hear not. Have eyes and see not. Well, we see what you're doing. You hope so. Hope so. What am I doing? I'm doing the will of my Father. I must work the works of him that sent me. He looked up and he saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. I'm rich. I'm increasing God. Now how do I break that down? What kind of words do I use when I'm talking to you about that? I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I have need of nothing.
Oh my God.
You know how valuable nothing is to God?
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul finally said, I am nothing. How in the world can God be everything unless you're nothing? Huh? And you know where Paul said that. And you know why he said it. Oh, I haven't done that either, have I? Paul said, we'll try one more time, God. This goddamn wicked generation that I live in. This hard-hearted, stubborn, self-righteous sons of Jacob.
Yes.
Disobedient children.
Yes, Lord.
To the faith.
True, Lord.
You rebellious house.
Yes, Lord.
You tell me how I start talking to you about Paul. The words of the Apostle Paul said, there was given unto me.
Messenger of Satan.
He's having trouble with Paul.
Yes.
With things that's happening to him. Because
yes.
Satan was throwing everything he ever done.
Yes.
How in the world can you be the apostle? He's on the leash of the law.
Yes.
See, you folks don't know the book. Now you challenged me on everything. And I told you what Paul was doing. He was examining himself to see all these things happening to me, being stoned, being left for dead, being lied on. Why won't you folks do something right now but the way you're responding? You see, you don't understand. I understand why you look at me like that. That's right. You don't understand. Can't see, can you? You're blind. Thou knowest not. I can't tell you how long I've told you people that the door's going to be shut. There's people telling me they'd like to be here, but they can't get in. Somebody wants to shut the door. Many will seek, and I told you, you don't want to be part of the many. Many will follow their pernicious ways or their example. Many. Well, that's wrong application, isn't it? You are living in an age of the most deception since the Garden of Eden. And as Satan deceived thee, beguiled her. I fear for you, as Satan beguiled Eve, and I told you how he done it. He got her to talk. He got her open to her mouth. I even told you when I saw the whole world change with talk radio. Now we got talk red e-tubes and i-tubes, and now they're talking about putting the 5G up here. See, you're sitting right here, and you don't know what's going on around you. And it's a marvel. They're talking about putting another 5,000 more satellites up there. I used to remember when I first heard about satellites, I said, when did they do that? I didn't know they were up there. See, you folks sit there like a bunch of spiritual know-it-all. They're doing this thing right in front of us, and we don't know they're doing it. Knowledge will be increased. Phew. We know so much, don't we? We just don't know Jesus. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do this. Not so, Lord. It's amazing. All morning now, I've been asking, and still no real response from you. Yeah, not so. Peter, who had the revelation of who Jesus was, and now he's telling Jesus, no, you're not. Not so.
Hallelujah.
I remember Tony Walker. I remember Rocket Trail. You're not the last day prophet. I am. Who would ever think that the last day prophet would cause so much controversy? Why? Everybody wants to be the prophet, so you got to move me out of the way. Everybody wants to be a God, so they move God out of the way. You are God. You are God. No, you're sons of God.
Amen.
You're not sons of the gods. You're the son of God. You're God manifests himself with his son.
Amen.
Only begotten son. Only one, only begotten. We are begotten of God. The sons of God. It don't look that way, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him. Wow. I preached enough this morning to save everybody that heard me. I got to do this, Lord. I know you told me to do it. He saw a certain poor widow casting in another and thither two mites. Now, some of you folk might be able to figure that out, but I just accept the two mites. I think probably very little. Now, if I'd ask the question, how many of you folk can tell me what a mite is? Oh, you can't you? How much is that? Nothing. But it was all she had. You ain't nothing, but give all you have anyway. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that that poor widow hath cast in more than they all. And before I didn't answer him back, he said, for these have of their abundance. You still got breath? From the abundance of breath?
Hallelujah.
That everything has breath?
Yeah.
You still have breath?
Yeah.
You understand how much breath it takes to you talk like me?
Yeah.
Breath! For these have of their abundance cast onto the offering of God, but she,
hallelujah,
of her penury has cast in all the living, all. This is my whole life. She just gave it all. Just gave her whole life. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gates. Now, if you heard Brother Brennan this morning, he was talking about how Moses and Adam and... See, you just don't even recognize it. How they were the pattern. How God repeats and not repeats. So what do you think God's going to do here at the end? He's going to repeat what he done in the beginning. What did he do in the beginning? Why, he cast Satan out of the garden.
Yeah.
And he cast Adam and Eve out too, because they followed Satan.
Yeah.
Our world is believing lies.
Yeah.
Satan lied and got Eve to lie.
Yeah.
All Christians today, most of them are liars.
Yeah.
Politicians are liars. Yeah. We're living in a world. I was sitting watching Mr. Trump again this morning. And I thought to myself, how in the world do we have a discussion about who this man is? See how quiet y'all getting? The man lies. He's not capable in any way. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. none of you folk ever watch him, huh? None of you ever get your little YouTubes out there and the phones. Stop lying to me. Don't be part of that lying world. You read your newspaper? Full of lies. You read all these new translations? They're full of lies. And I look at what's going on. I say, deep. Jerry Falwell. Oh, he's in bad shape now, ain't he? No, he ain't. He's a multimillionaire. He has stepped down. That's what folks want me to do. They want me to step down. No, I'm stepping up. And if I have to, I'll step on you. What kind of a preacher is this? We're on the radio. We're being heard. I think. Sister from Kentucky, she called. What's her name?
Sherry.
Sister Sherry. She's a good sister. I like her. I met her way back years ago. Long before I ever met any of you. So I met you before. She called the other day. I'm down, Brother Stair. And what do you think she told me? My back. Oh, what about your back? Huh? You don't think I got a backache? A lot of you folk ain't backing me up, so it aches. Can't talk to you, can I? It just doesn't seem to penetrate our hardened hearts. And we got something that's harder than our heart, though. Hardhead. How do we get like that? Why is it? Hear the voice.
Well, now, Brother Stair, I believe in the voice, but I'm not quite sure if I heard the voice yet.
My Lord. Oh, God.
Well, let me say to you and the whole wide world, this is the voice of the last day. There won't be any more days. We're going to the last day. We're going to live on this earth with Christ for 1,000 years. As he claims the earth, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And then he goes to deliver the kingdom back to the Father, and eternity will begin. This is just a vestibule for the final dressing to live eternally with our God. And look at that full. I just said a mouthful. I just said something so full. And some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with godly stones and gifts. He said, as for these things that you're speaking of, which we behold, the days will come in the which they shall not be left one stone upon another. And I'm telling you, friends, it's unique that we call the center of finances Wall Street. Look at them. Wall Street. I said, Wall Street. The stones are coming down. Do you know they're trying to change the currency now? Do away with it. Now they got some new things called Bitcoin and you folks. Huh? Wall Street's coming down. There will not be left one stone. Literally. The Eastern Wall, it's coming down. There will not be left one stone. Now God's going to build another one, temple, and we're going to be lively stones. That song about the gloom. He takes the gloom. He takes the
gloom.
He takes the
gloom.
Oh, come on. I spent a whole hour trying to teach about that. And he takes the gloom. Woo! Some of you people are, God, are you locked in? God, that old body, boy, you got it. And my people love it. That's the way I is. Don't really desire for a change. So the message is, we shall be changed. We don't. Shame on you. Shame. Shame. If the mighty works, I wonder what you would do if God would really send you Elijah. What a mighty work that's going to be. I will send Elijah before I show my face. Oh, I want to see him. Who? Elijah. You see Elijah, it won't be long you see his face. Oh, my God. You really are determined again not to make any kind of move, aren't you? I'm watching right here. Before I came out of the house, I went and got my Bible, which I don't bring too often with me. Because I was sitting there contemplating, what am I going to do? First of all, I was hoping that
that rebellious one showed up here the other day, who now is seeking a place of repentance. There's a lot of folks seeking a place of repentance, even using tears. And can't find it. And my good old friend Steve said, "New covenant, new covenant. We got the better covenant. There won't be another one. This is the last will and testimony. A covenant. I will come again." And he covenanted with you to receive you. To receive you. You. Wow. What a covenant. God bless you, Sister Matthews. Sister Matthews has been with me for ever since Julek Radio. 6110. What a miracle. What a mighty work. Why am I not on 6110 now? I can still deal with the people, but they can't put me on 6110 because it was bought by a so-called religious organization, and they won't let me on. Charles Stanley won't let me preach in his church. Jerry Falwell Jr., he won't let me come up there and preach it. The Lord's not welcome in these churches. The Word of God's not welcome. I'm a Word preacher. I preach the Word. And he sent his Word. Everybody likes the Word except when I tell you it's right here.
Right
there. The Word of God was made manifest and dwelt among us. And we beheld. Yeah, but he despised. He's a glutton. He's a wine bibber. He's a friend of sinners. You see, you're calling, brothers. You're not saints. You're sinners. We're called to be saints, so he's got to deal with the sin. He only saves sinners, and only sinners become saints. Saints don't become sinners. No, they don't. Catholic Church got a lot of saints. They're not sinners. Boy, what a preacher. Y'all excuse me a minute. Matthews. Now, I could use some help.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Woo!
What a preacher.
A eunuch for Christ's sake. A eunuch. A eunuch is someone who's incapable of doing a natural physical. If you were a eunuch, like Jezebel, she had eunuchs. Great big husky guys, taught hard, but they couldn't perform. So you're a eunuch for Christ's sake. And you can perform. Boy, oh boy. They just don't have the understanding. Not many going to make it. That's all I know. Every time I talk about it, I'll say to Sister Rose time, I said, "Rose, just a few. Just a few." See, now, if I was using discretion, I wouldn't say Rose. Well, she's already blasted. Yeah. Well, you can see her up in the... She's up there riding the bicycle all the time. Take it by a newspaper man who came to check me out. Nobody's seen this picture, huh? Will you please? You go to Internet quite a bit, don't you? You ever seen that picture?
Yes.
You ever go to Internet? You never seen that picture? Well, I see your picture. In fact, if you want to find some information on Brother Stair, just punch in Sister Rose. She's acquainted with grief. Look, now, if I don't watch, she's going to get upset with me again. You ever get upset with me? Upset your apple cart, don't I? I got a Simon. See, again, if I don't go back and describe this to you, you have no picture of it. It was at that last time that Jesus was going from Pilate's judgment hall after beaten almost within an inch of his life. They couldn't take his life because he wouldn't give it to them. Can you imagine the beating he endured? Can you imagine the crown of thorns on his head? The Bible talked about his vesture, his body. What does it say? It was marred, beat out of shape, swollen, cut.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible said his body was marred.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You just won't give in, will you? It was at that period of time where he just got finished being scourged.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Them who God loves, he chastens and scourges. Don't talk so much about how Jesus loved the Father. Talk about how the Father loved the Son. He beat him into submission. He beat him. He beat him. He beat that old flesh. God damn it, will he do it? Will he? Look at your eyes. God, what's wrong with you? Are you folks so given over to your eyes and see not? It was at that point in time that Jesus presented himself to where Peter could see him.
Hallelujah.
He was beat beyond recognition.
Glory. Yes.
Do you recognize the spirit and the power of God today?
My Lord.
The word of God being beat up.
Yes.
Anybody that has a testimony of Jesus Christ, you're being beat.
Yes.
Your own body's beating you. Your own mind's beating you. You're just being beat up. Never mind. I'll just keep on reading the Lord until I get done with this. And the son spake of the temple. Are they speaking of the temple today? Are they speaking of the temple today? What are they saying about it? What are they saying about it? What are they saying about the temple? Well, you change your mind that quick? Just can't get everybody here in one mind. I'll tell you the words you say. They're talking about rebuilding. Come on, come on. Rebuilding the temple.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
You try it again? What are they saying about the temple? Can't we get... What's so hard about saying that? Huh? They're talking about...
Rebuilding the temple.
And so is God.
Yes.
Here's his temple. And he's talking about rebuilding this temple. The temple of the Lord. Glory! The restoration of the temple. Tear down them old walls and build that temple. Build up yourself in the most holy faith. Come on. Aren't you holding on looking like that when you come, Lord? A look of no understanding. Why did you preach like that? Why did you talk like that? Why did you look at me like that?
Glory! Glory! Hallelujah.
And they asked him, saying, Master, but when? Every time I read this and I watch these preachers, I heard Brother Brennan do it this morning. Talk about the coming of the rising, nobody really knows. He did say it. I was playing it on the radio. Yes, he did. That's why God took him. That's why folks don't want to believe him when he said there's one coming after me.
Yes, Lord.
Because nobody knows.
Glory.
Brother Brennan made a very honest confession. Said the light's gone out.
Yes.
The only way you're going to know is by revelation.
Yes.
That's how he knew what he was doing. Because God revealed him everything. And all of a sudden the light went out. And he cried out, Lord, turn on the light. And then he said, hey, I got the light. There's one coming after me. I'm not a Brennanite. I'm not a Stairite. I'm not an Ite at all. I'm not a Terrorite. I'm not a Hittite or a Jebusite. I'm called to become an Israelite. Boy, oh boy. Boy, if I was young again, you could hold me down. There ain't no grave going to hold his body down. Y'all having fun again? You see, what you do is you stiffen your neck.
Hallelujah.
And then you harden your heart.
Glory.
And that's very dangerous. That's very dangerous. Next line. What? Suddenly? Suddenly? What happened? Can't find a place to repent. What happened?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
What's happening now?
Thank God. Thank God.
I think there was a comedian.
Thank God.
What was his name? The black fella. He had the church of what's happening now. Oh, look at that.
Hallelujah.
You got it right, boy. What was his name?
Flip.
Wilson. He flipped.
Hallelujah.
Nobody heard Flip Wilson. He presented the church of what's happening now.
Oh.
And since he was raised in church, he watched them sing and shout. What's happening now? See, most of you folk, you learn how to worship in those churches. So what's happening now?
Right.
Now you're learning how to worship. See, we got a flip. We got a flip. See, all these things happen, but we think they just happened. The thing that's happening in this world, in politics, in entertainment.
Jesus, oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father.
In religion. Form of godliness.
Oh, God.
What in choirs? Do they sing beautiful?
Oh, God.
Now, the ones that sang that song this morning, them women were dressed holy. But the ones that sang the other day, women hot pants on, big old earrings hanging down. hotter than painted faces. Friend or foe? What do you say? Foe? Yeah. Who? Oh, I knew that was her. All right. What's on your mind?
Bless you, Prophet. I was blessed that I was on the Lord's mind this morning, and I wanted to call and just bless all of you. I was listening what you were saying about the things that are happening right now. And recently, there was that bomb blast in Lebanon. And I found that very interesting, Brother Stair, that one of the main headlines of that blast was a bride who was going to be married that day and was having her photos taken. And as that blast happened, she was actually having photos taken. I found that significant at this time, as we're the bride. That bomb in Lebanon was the Middle East. Just that area where Jesus walked in. I found that interesting that the world and the beloved are represented right there and that reaction. I just wanted to share that. And I heard you say something about Sister Rose. And when I first started listening, Brother Stair, we fellowshipped with Brother Travis and Sister Heidi, who apparently lost his witness. And I always thought he was a strong brother. And I wonder, where are you? Where are all these people? I would have never, I don't know how you look at anyone and know who's going to stay and who's going to leave. When we went on to Louisiana, we stayed with Brother Charles and Brother Dave. And I think Brother Dave ended up there at the community as a teacher, and Brother Charles ended up over with Brother Baker. And I thought, where are those people? But
they're lost. That's where they are. They're flat out lost.
Yeah. But there's some that are still with you, still overcoming.
But they're still falling afar off.
Oh, Jesus. So they're falling afar off?
Sure. And seeing a fig tree afar off, he gets on the radio and raises his voice if haply he might find anything on the tree.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Charles, the first one that left this place was Travis.
Yes.
And he came to the radio room, and here was his voice. I lost the witness. People, how can you lose a witness if you hadn't first had it?
Amen.
So he testified, I had the witness, and this is the witness that God gave of his son. Do you have the witness? See, I'm not yelling at you, I'm just yelling at you.
Well, Brother Stair, I just sit and I wonder sometimes that these strong people that I thought were strong people, and I think back and I almost can't believe they were swept away. But they were swept away.
And when the enemy comes in like a flood,
hallelujah.
Yeah. Washes them all away.
You got to be anchored in hope, or you're going to be washed away. Lord, bless you.
Bless you, brother.
Thank you for calling. See, now I don't get mean to get smart, but this is what I go through. If I haven't talked about these things, Charles, that Charles was with Dave. Dave used to live over there. He's a chiropractor. The first time I met him, go to hell. Do you think you can just walk away from the prophet? Treat me like I'm dirt? Cuss me with your mouth? Reject me with your action? And you think you're going to get by? You're touching God's anointing.
You like that? You don't like that, do you? Because I declare to you, I'm God's anointed. I'm anointed for this hour. And I'm already said that God's anointed. And are you going to deny the witness? You are a witness. You're going to leave? Leave the witness? That fellow came by the other day. He wrote me. I said, man, how many? Hey, you folks listen to me. I'm a hard man.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
I demand things from people that I didn't even save.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Quote it. I knew. Am I hard on you, Timothy? I'm a hard man.
Hallelujah.
Am I hard on you, Richard?
Hallelujah.
And when you guys get hard, boy, only one thing need to do. Get harder. And I'm able to do that because God takes it away from you.
Hallelujah.
And gives it to me.
My Lord. Oh God. Oh. Yes, Lord.
You got that scripture?
For I knew that thou art a hard man.
That thou art a hard man.
Reaping where thou hast not sown.
Listen to this. Reaping.
Where
you haven't even sown.
Yes. And gathering.
And gathering.
Where thou hast not strong.
Where you haven't even sown.
Hallelujah.
What kind of, see, I've entered into other men's labors. I wasn't the one that God used to bring you to them.
No.
No, I wasn't.
No.
No, I wasn't. Had nothing to do with your beginning in Christ.
No.
I'm greatly involved in the ending, though. I'm not the one authored faith in you. I want you to hear the rest of the story.
And I was afraid.
And I was afraid.
And went and hid thy
If I do what you tell me to do, I might lose my family, I might lose my home, I might lose my reputation.
God bless you.
So let me lose myself.
Because
if I don't lose all those things, I won't find you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want you to hear what he said.
I was afraid. And went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine.
Bless you.
I'm going to quit, Lord. I preached for an hour and a half here, and I can't seem to move this house. I told you, I'm failing. I'm not getting the job done. Get somebody else. I can't move these people. They're so locked in their iniquity. No, don't give it to me, Lord. Give it to somebody else.
Oh, Jesus.
Why don't you read it?
Afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, thou hast that is thine.
I was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid. Because I'm the prophet by the faith of God's elect. Yes. But you're afraid. You're afraid to identify with this prophet, aren't you? This whoremonger, this adulterer, this fornicator, this child molester, this... What's your charge? What's your charge?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Gets
awful quiet, doesn't it? Why, he eats with publicans and sinners. That's what you is. You're in the public. And God knows you're a sinner. Boy, they won't read.
The Lord Lord answered and said unto
And the Lord answered and said to that one talented one.
Yes, Lord.
Thou wicked.
You wicked.
And slothful servant. Easy.
Repent of your wickedness. The wicked shall be turned into hell. You hear that?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, please. Okay. But in hell.
Amen.
And God might put you through a little hell right now. Let your families raise up against you. Put you through hell. Like mine have done. And I still do it. Jesus had to go to hell before he went to heaven. He's an example. You folk aren't going to budge, are you? Oh, what we got coming. Yeah, we're all being chastened. It's not working. Scourging's got to be. Now, when I came out of the prison, I kept telling you folk, I know you're being chastened. I hope God doesn't have to scourge you. I hope he doesn't have to, but he will. He will. And you will fear my words.
Oh, God.
Who are you? Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, bless you. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Read.
Thou knewest.
Thou knewest.
That I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed.
Why, you expected something out of me, and you had nothing to do with me finding Christ.
My Lord.
You expect me to follow you as you follow Christ? And I found Christ before you came around, so I know Christ.
Yes. Glory. Glory.
I knew faith before you ever came around.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Read.
Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the
You extent. Should have taken that opportunity that God gave you to hear the hearing of faith and put it to usury. And you ought to be growing and perfecting, becoming more in unity, not separated, not. I lost a witness. My God, people. Do you understand what you say when you say that? And this is the witness that God gave of his son. You lost the witness? The son? He was the witness. Somebody better wake up around here. Lost my way. Lost the witness. Go ahead.
And then at my coming, I should have.
And then?
At my coming.
And then?
At my coming.
When I come to the tabernacle, Amen. Come to the dining hall, Amen. Come to you.
Right.
And then at my coming,
Amen.
I should have received.
I should be able to receive respect.
Amen.
Honor.
Amen.
Well, I can't seek honor of men, but that doesn't mean you can't honor
them. Amen.
You can't honor one another,
yes, Lord.
Even though you don't see it. Honor all men. Though not honor, huh? Yeah, I was watching a courtroom scene. The judge sent the young girl for something she had done, and she take her away, and as she went out, she went like that. Said, hold. Because when she did that, she said something. Can you folks get the hell out of here? I'm so damn tired of saying something to you, and your mind go blank, you can't... Get out! Because you promised me. I work on a promise. You promised you'd never leave me. So let them leave. No fear, huh? Come. You're going to have to make me leave, Rascal. I ain't leaving. I'm going to be here with the saints, but you're not with the saints.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. And then he's gone. Tony's gone. Chris is gone. I said, Terry, I said, Tennessee show up? He said, no. I said, see, he's gone. Going further and further away. Huh? See how faithful I am to him? Hmm? Hey? Well, I'm really not faithful to him. I'm faithful to God. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. And when you do that, you suffer. When you rebuke somebody in love, you suffer. All of you should know that. You ever rebuke your family or children? Hurts, doesn't it? They won't listen. I've been laying in my bed quite a bit because I'm kind of tired. Well, I'm really not tired. I just have a tremendous pressure on me. And if I talk to you, I say, you think I'm doing just be smart. But really, I just have a pressure. And the last couple of days, I've actually had pain in the heart. Not in the body, in the heart. I'm running out. Jesus suffered pain in his heart. See, you folk, you're so baffled in your minds that this kind of word doesn't penetrate. I know what it's like to be wounded for my own transgression, but then be wounded for your transgression and bruised because of your iniquity.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
And then bear the chastisement.
Father.
You don't see your children go wrong? You don't bear that chastisement?
Hallelujah.
You see them being chastised?
Glory.
What's wrong with you folk? See, you've lost the vision. You've lost the witness. So therefore you have eyes and you don't see. You have ears and you don't hear. And you have a heart and can't perceive. I tried my best as I laid in my bed last night not to think of Rhoda. It's been almost 3 weeks. I don't know where she's at. Is she dead? Is she in jail? Is she being beat up by some dude? Is she high on drugs again?
Hallelujah. Glory God.
You ever do that with your situation? Your family? Ah, oh, come on. Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Though God. Why would I want to trust that God who slays me?
Glory.
Take therefore the talent from him.
Take therefore the witness from them.
And give it unto him.
And give it to the one who
has ten.
Has ten witnesses.
Oh, Jesus.
That should be enough, huh? Now give him the one that you give up. See, you might lose the witness, but I have it. I let God witness to me that I'm his servant.
Hallelujah.
I'm his prophet.
Hallelujah.
Sent to you.
Hallelujah.
Even though you don't receive me. It don't matter the hurts as long as I'm sent. A lot of folks didn't receive Jesus, but he was still sent. Boy, oh boy. Ay, 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 ay. Ah. Now there's a little verse in here that I'm looking for. I'll get to it. But take heed that ye be not deceived. For men that shall come in my name saying, I'm Christ. I'm a Christian. I'm a brother. I'm a sister. I'm a member of the family of God. Here's where I get in trouble, isn't it? Because I start breaking down what? I'm a believer. And the time draweth near. Mr. Trump says, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. You ought to see the rise of the Catholic Church. Did you know Vice President Biden is Catholic? Did you know Nancy Pelosi is Catholic? Did you know that Schumer is Catholic? Did you know that over 50% of our Congress is Catholic? Our representation?
Hallelujah.
What's wrong with being Catholic? Okay. one of them spams. Is that what you is, a spam? You can change your number. You can block it. Try to block the devil from talking to your mind, and he still gets in there. Change it. Changes the approach from another way, another angle. Hmm? Are you aware of his devices? I said, I did it again. All you do is take a scripture and open it up to you. And when you should hear of wars and commotions, from whence come wars and fighting among you? You ever hear of them? No? No fighting goes on around here. Huh? For whence come wars and fighting among you? Oh, there is none, right? Why are y'all fighting me? Why is Burgess fighting me? He's not? Oh, yeah, he is. What, he lose the witness? Huh? You know, we've been trying our best to tell you that we have received the dispensation of grace. Hallelujah. By being told that Christ isn't coming here. Because if he's coming this year, ain't none of it ready. He's not coming this year. Because our job is to make the people ready. And I'm not ready. And you're not ready.
Amen.
When God and his miraculous power gets me to see the Pope, and it will be in Jerusalem, it will be. I saw them cut a man's head off in the Middle East the other day. Because they do it publicly, where they blow your brains out. And they're doing it now. You're going to see thousands beheaded here in America. Children, mothers, fathers, saints, sinners. He takes the gloom.
He takes the gloom.
They call a guy like me a gloom and doom preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of gloomy when I preach, isn't it?
Hmm?
Some of you will they cause to be put to death. Hmm.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
But they thank God.
Mm-hmm. They were counted worthy.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
What did they suffer? Shame. Boy, this is not going to budge. All right, well, it's coming. We don't have too much more time. Although we have more time to wait. But most of you don't have time. You better repent. I recommend do it now. Because my recommendation, what do I know? Boy, I wish you'd hurry up. Where are you going? I want to rest. Rest. Yes, yeah, Sabbath is a day of rest. So enter into his rest.
Yeah.
Watch me rest. Ah. I sit down to rest. Yeah, I even tell you that.
Bless you, Jesus.
I got to finish this chapter. What a chapter. See, as I sat down, again, I tell you, I'm always trying to figure out what am I? That's all every day. What else should I say? You read about the things. I told you about the Middle East. I told you about Jerusalem. I told you about America. I told you about the collapse of the dollar. I told you how many will run to and fro. I told you. I preached it to you. I demonstrated it to you. And you still won't budge, will you? Why you're saying so many things is so hard to understand. You know why? Because you don't have the spirit of understanding.
Amen.
So why don't you understand? God tells you to get it.
Amen.
You know how you get your own way sometimes? Poor, Jess. You know, Jess, when I watch you fall asleep to me, and if I say you're going to sleep, you say no. But you're about as close to being knocked out there a minute ago. And I know you don't want to do that. I know that. I'm long-winded. But not too long. See, we're not just eating, we're dining. When you dine, it saves time. When you dine, you enjoy other people's company. You don't worry about the food, who you dine with. Come and dine. Come and dine. Why, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Because he who fed turned the water into wine to the hungry. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. To the hungry. To the hungry. To the hungry. Blessed are they who are hungry. Whew. I'm going to hurry up because this is... Let me see. Wow. I guess I have to quit. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you. Have you watched them lay their hands on me? And then you laid your hands on me? You know, authority?
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Father.
Hands. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, persecute you, deliver you up to the synagogue, to the religious world, and on to prisons, being brought before kings, rulers, for my name's sake. I wonder how many people, my name comes up in their conversations. I wonder how many people out there who seem to ignore me because they figure we can't do nothing about it, so we just ignore them. Is that what you do? Just ignore what I say or what I do? Just ignoring. It shall turn to you for a testimony. I testify to you, this is the last generation. And Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime. You shall be hated, betrayed, both by parents, brethren, kinfolks, friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Kill your testimony, they put you to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Because of the authority I give you to say I'm a child of God. Name's sake. In his name. In his name. But there shall not... There shall not a hair of your head perish. I'm going to close there because a story comes back to me about preaching in Brockton, Massachusetts. And I quoted that scripture, and a little girl sitting there, and she heard me preach it, not a hair of my head would perish. And I was already bald. And I said to her, I said, I'm going to get all my hair back. Because they're all numbered. And God knows where to put them. That's number 10, number 11, number 12. All the hair of your head are all numbers. Each one has their own number. And not a one of your heads is going to perish. Because it might fall out of your head, but it's got a number on it. And he knows right where it goes. In the head. He's the head. And we're the hair of his head. We're his covering. We're his reason. Glory! Somebody! My God. If y'all listen to me out there on the radio, I want to tell you something. Whether it's preacher, politician, black man, white man, red man, every man, if they are making riches, making money, They're doing it because they love money. And they will make merchandise of you because of love of money. We don't have a congressman or a senator that's not at least a millionaire. We hardly have any preachers in America or even in Africa or other parts of the world that have many. They're rich. I'm telling you, rich men go to hell. And they that be rich, that love of money, they'll betray one another, they'll kill one another, they'll kill you and me, and say they're doing God. Mr. Trump says he's doing God's service. But he loves that money. The man did not acquire any money honestly. Oh, I didn't break the law. He just manipulated the law. I read this morning with $30 trillion in debt. The nation. Not Mr. Trump. Not our Congress. The common people. You and I are going to be required to pay that debt by slavery. We watched them do that with the minimum wage. Until the average person can get a job, get the minimum wage, then what do they do? They cut your hours. When the hell, you act like you never, you cannot make it on minimum wage today. You go down to Hardee's at McDonald's, they'll give you minimum wage, but they'll give you 30 hours. That's it. Because if they pay more than 30 hours, then they have to pay health insurance. Boy, oh boy! Go sleep on! Sleep on, folks! You're being paid maximum wage. The labor is worth of his hire, and all that God has is yours. Payday coming after a while. Payday. What a day. Payday. What a day. When? And we'll see the riches of his grace. And we will obtain the pearl of great price. We'll drink at the well that never runs dry. We'll see a sky with no clouds. No more clouds. No more tears. What a day I will be when my Jesus
I shall see,
when I look upon his face.
Yes!
Oh, what a day! By his redeeming grace! When he takes day. You're the election day. And you're going to read the ballot. You're going to have your name in the ballot box. Your
living for Jesus, aren't you?
Yes.
Amen.
That's what they do in the battle. They choose somebody. Well, don't you choose him?
Yes.
I have decided
to follow Jesus.
To my vote.
Follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
If nobody
will go with me. If nobody.
Now, I wish everybody go with me.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But if nobody. Because he's everybody.
Amen.
Shall we stand? May God have mercy on your wretched soul. May God show you how wretched you are. I was going to read the whole chapter there because it has to do with the coming of the Lord. Nobody knows. And upon the scene in your lifetime came a preacher, a prophet. For the Lord God will do nothing. Up until my time, nobody knew. Then God determined that he wanted his people to know. So he revealed to a prophet. Now he's got to reveal that prophet to you. How would you like to be that prophet? And have to depend upon revelation. Listen, brother, I ain't going to reveal it to you. Lord bless you.